Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Marsh, be on by the next segment. Let's go to some of your phone calls. Robert in Texas, you got cut short. What's your take on this whole attack on the Second Amendment?
Ex-vet, infantry guy. I lost my gun rights, but I still stand up for them all I can. After my conviction, I lost them like Jesse Ventura lost his, but that's just the way it is.
What do you mean? Jesse Ventura hasn't lost his Second Amendment. He doesn't have any convictions.
I was making a joke down that time. He said, nah, I don't have any guns. I threw them away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, here's my view. I say get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act. Let felons have guns. The old days, they'd give you your guns when you got out of prison. I mean, you need your guns to protect you. Most people in prison are innocent. And again, cops always say, oh, that's what all perps say. Hey, I've never been convicted of Jack Diddley Squat and hadn't done Jack Diddley Squat. And so, if they ever set me up for something, it's made up, folks. I can tell you, I don't do anything because I'm working all the time. There's nothing to do. I overpay all the fake fraudulent taxes. I got outside CPA groups, all of it, because I know they're trying to set me up. I mean, what is it, a third of death row, according to DNA, is totally innocent? All these cases are coming out where they know you're innocent and put in it. They even put innocent people, like this Texas case from Round Rock, when they know they're innocent and they're a guy with no criminal record and they know who did the killing. I mean, it's like with these prosecutors, the funnest thing is to put an innocent person in jail because they're demons. And not all of them, but look, you can't trust the courts. The government's gone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just wanted you to know Jan Morgan because she's right down the street in College Station, the Daily Caller. She used to be an AP lady. And, She's got a couple articles on the Daily Caller, and they're really good articles. And she might be someone you might want to have on. I don't know what her old outspect is, if she leans neocon or just conservative, but on the gun rights.
No, that's a good idea. Look, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and we are going to have former congressman, the head of Liberty Guard. It's also an NRA board member, Bob Barr, on with us when we come back from this quick break. But, you know, I've talked to people on the Hill. I've talked to a congressman off record, and no, it's not the congressman we had on 2 days ago, Jones of North Carolina. And they have said that this is the greatest assault ever that we're going to see on the Second Amendment. And so we're going to get Bob Barr's take on that. We're going to get his take on the TSA. And I'm sure, because he's a news hound, every time I've had him on, he's always aware of the latest news, where the state police now pull people over and do cavity searches with the same glove on multiple women, front and back. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. If I try to do this to my wife, she'd punch me in the nose. And I've got a wife and 2 daughters. I am freaked out. I mean, if the state police don't get stopped, I don't know if I could even live in Texas. I mean, who would know that Texas would adopt, and that's who's been training them, they're the TSA, quote, inspectors now, and they say if TSA comes and certifies you, we saw this in a federal case where a federal judge ordered TSA teach the school police in New Mexico cities. Santa Fe was the first one, you can pull this up, to have the TSA at the prom. And they had lawsuits over groping genitals at the prom, so they said, well, as long as the TSA certifies you, it's now under federal blanket power. See, they're saying there's no 10th Amendment now. And so as long as the feds, who are God, say you can do something, you can do it. That's why Obama signed a cyber order and told Congress you can't see it. That's why he says our military is now under NATO control. That's why they now say that he can shut down power plants outside of law. And if you see the new cover of Time Magazine, it looks like a dictator photo of Obama. Very creepy. And that's what they've told us. Now that it's not the fake, happy, smiley Obama we had 4 years ago, we're now going to get the real Obama. And he's here to bankrupt the country, collectivize everything, ship the jobs overseas. He doubled the people on food stamps from 25 mil to 49 mil. They're going to double it again. The domestication, collectivization is happening. Former Congressman Bob Barr, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, this is a very important interview because he is a senior member of the National Rifle Association Board. And with him on the board, they've gotten more hardcore in the defense of the Second Amendment. And we've been pleased with that direction by the NRA. LibertyGuard.org is the big group he's heading up, fighting the drones, the TSA, the police state takeover. But he wants today, Bob Barr, former congressman, constitutional lawyer, Georgetown, multiple degrees, also was in the CIA from 71 to 78, just a long bio there at BobBarr.org as well. And he joins us here today to obviously talk about the tragic events at Sandy Hook. But also I have the new FBI crime statistics that crime continues to plunge nationwide. The media does not want to pick that up. Hey, guys, that's in yesterday's stack. Will you pull me those crime statistics or pull them up? The violent crime statistic just keeps dropping for 20 years, but the last five accelerating. So the gun culture is growing. The system's panicking. This is the Empire Striking Back, canceling all the big hit shows on TV, Discovery Channel. The gun culture's been taking over, the true gun culture. Not the one they're projecting. And so the former congressman joins us because everybody wants to know what's going to be in the press conference tomorrow with the NRA. And so, Congressman, what can you tell us about your take on the tragedy in Connecticut and what the NRA is planning to do?
First of all, Alex, thank you very much for allowing me some time to share with you, and even more important, your many, many listeners, all of whom care deeply about this country, our Constitution, the rule of law, and certainly share with me the tremendous feeling of grief and anger about what happened to those kids and the adults in Sandy Hook Elementary less than a week ago. I mean, these sorts of things are terrible tragedies, and the first thing we need to do is what I'm sure the families want to do, and that is to grieve among themselves and to take those steps to properly remember those who were killed, and not do what others have done, namely Mayor Bloomberg and a number of folks in the Congress and elsewhere, and immediately take to the bully pulpit and make a political issue out of this. But they have done that, and we know it's going to continue. We know that there will be, as there already have been, legislative vehicles introduced in the House and the Senate, and probably some state legislatures, to attack the instrumentality of evil and not the evil itself, the evil that was in the mind of this perpetrator, Lanza. And we've seen almost identically in other cases, recent mass shootings that we've seen. And yet we continue as a society, by and large, to focus simply on the instrumentality. None of the laws that are on the books obviously prevented this madman from doing what he did, and no laws that could be placed on the books could prevent this sort of madness. People, if they want to do something like this, are going to steal a weapon, steal a firearm, steal a knife, whatever it is, get one by hook or crook. And what we need to be doing is identifying with the degree that we can, with respect for our Constitution, these people. There are danger signs in virtually all of these cases, including this most recent one, that should have been heeded. Common sense approaches that should have been taken by his mother, by colleagues, other family members, school officials, and so forth. So there's much to be learned here, much to be done. We are seeing far too many of these mass shootings in recent decades, even as you just indicated, Alex, violent crime, including a crime with firearms, is down dramatically. And this is at the same time as over the last three decades, concealed carry laws have provided for much expanded concealed carry. 41 states now have shall carry permits, laws on the books. Americans do properly understand and are able to arm themselves in self-defense and for other purposes. So as gun ownership by private individuals has increased, crime has gone down dramatically, but mass shootings have increased dramatically. So there's something deeply wrong here. It has nothing to do with firearms. And if we as a society continue to allow our public officials to focus on the easy target, and that is the firearm, then more time will go by when we do not deal with the root cause of this terrible problem.
Well, you're obviously a well-read, well-traveled gentleman, but I want to get your take on this. I could say expert opinion, NRA board member, you name it. But I've studied this problem. And in the 60s, mass shootings like this were unheard of. There was a bombing back in the 30s in Michigan that killed 30-plus children. Bombs were outlawed then. Somebody blew some folks up. It's a famous bombing. In fact, we can probably pull that up on the encyclopedia for people that are watching on TV. But for radio listeners, I'll pull that up after the congressman leaves and cover that. I've been meaning to. But digressing, looking at this, sir, we know what the big ingredient is. The Pentagon developed first-person shooter games to create instinctive killing because in Vietnam and before they found troops wouldn't kill people up close and they would become dead. It was meant to hone not a killer instinct but an instinctive killing. You have that. All these guys, it turns out, are first-person shooter fans. Then you add psychotropic drugs and mental illness. And they get an obsession with it, and then they go out and kill people. And as you said, this had some of the most draconian gun laws in the country. He'd tried to buy the guns four or five times in the month. He'd been refused. And, Can we stop a crazy person from hitting a cop on the head with a hammer and then taking their assault rifle out of the back of their vehicle and going and killing people? I mean, the media is engaged in an all-out stampede to get our guns. Isn't it time, and the studies are there, sir, for the NRA and others to point at the real culprits so that we're not scapegoated? Isn't it time to go after Big Pharma with the New Freedom Initiative, trying to put half of American school children on psychotropics that on their own inserts admit they cause psychotic breaks and suicide and mass murder?
That's actually a very good point, your very last one there, that has often been overlooked, and that is the prevalence of drugs for children, both of teenage years and even in elementary and middle school. And, you know, this, it's not just a problem that we face, Alex, with regard to mind-altering drugs, illicit drugs, illegal drugs. These are drugs that children are weaned into by their parents, by their doctors, by the schools that are looking to keep children submissive, under control. And what we're doing is we're developing generations now. This has been going on really for a couple of generations. Generations of children and young adults who are addicted in one way or another to drugs, who have not, because they are on these drugs in their formative years, do not develop the social skills, for example, that you need to operate nonviolently in society. And then we, you know, this guy Lanza was on drugs. And another area that we need to look at is, why aren't these people being institutionalized? Why aren't they getting the help that they need, and society getting the help that it needs to keep these people off the street from harming individuals? This is not just a federal issue. States need to be tackling this as well. This character in Connecticut, apparently his mother, God rest her soul, was attempting to get him into a mental institution, but because it's so difficult to do this, it's so time consuming, she wasn't able to, and this apparently made him angrier than he already was. And of course, apparently she kept firearms around the house. Probably not a wise idea.
Yeah, not a good move. And so, because she made bad decisions, and nobody's blaming her, she's dead. The point is, I've got to lose my rights. I mean, I got to be honest, and God forbid, if I had a son that looked and acted like that, the photos are chilling. Believe me, the guns would be locked up under a giant safe, and she reported. I mean, but again, she makes bad decisions. Now we lose our rights when they have some of the most draconian gun control laws. Sir, what is the plan of attack to defend the Second Amendment by the NRA? Can you give us any foreshadowing on the press conference tomorrow?
I can't do that because we have not been, as board members, we have not been briefed yet. I wish I could, but I know absolutely nothing about what they're planning. I of course can't speak for the NRA, but I do know that as in past tragedies like this involving firearms, it's very, very important for NRA members to be openly supportive of the NRA and other firearms organizations, whether it's Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, we have GeorgiaCarry.com here in Georgia. I think it's very important for the citizens to be actively supportive of these organizations, both financially and vocally through letters to editors and calls to shows like yours and so forth, to encourage these organizations to contact and remain in contact with legislators, not just at the state level, but particularly at the federal level, to make sure that these legislators who will be voting perhaps on legislation like Schumer will likely introduce or support, Feinstein, McCarthy up in the House in New York, Peter King, and so forth, we know what they're going to be doing. And what we need to do is we need to arm those members and senators who understand the Second Amendment, who understand that the real problem is not the gun but the perpetrator. We need to let them know that we, the people, support them and will support them if they stand up to this. What we cannot allow ourselves to be is silent, so the only voice that they hear is the voice of unreason coming from people like Mike Bloomberg.
I agree. And if I was the head of the NRA giving the press conference tomorrow, I would come out and say it's terrible what happened. But I would say it is, you know, even more terrible potentially if we let the crime rates explode again like we've had under victim disarmament in this country. And then I would go over the statistics that violent crime has gone down everywhere where you have concealed carry, bringing down the total numbers nationwide. I would bring down Chicago and New York with restrictive gun laws having some of the highest rates. And I would bring up the fact that it's time to follow the Texas model and have the sheriff train and deputize the principals and teachers. Because
absolutely.
We have the, can you speak to that, sir?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we'll probably at the organization that I'm involved with, Liberty Guard, libertyguard.org, we're readying an initiative to get out there and proactively support what Texas is doing, and that is to arm and provide proper training for being armed for teachers and school administrators, so that the anybody who might be contemplating this sort of thing will know that, or even if they don't contemplate, they may be killed if they try and do this sort of thing at another school that happened at Sandy Hook. That the administrators and at least some of the teachers will have the means constitutionally guaranteed to defend themselves and the students at these schools. So that's an excellent idea and one that we are actively pushing at Liberty Guard.
Well, we've got to get on the offensive because people can say, oh, these liberals are idiots. That's why they want our guns. They don't understand more guns, less crime, as major university studies have shown, as the FBI's own numbers show. England bans all the guns. Their crime rate more than doubles. I went over all those statistics. Lowest crime rate in the world. Switzerland, where you've got to own military weapons by law.
That's right.
You know, they've got bunkers everywhere for the citizens, you know, with hand grenades and rocket launchers in them. Beyond that, and you never see it. It's insane what we're facing. In the 7 or 8 minutes we've got left here, former Congressman Bob Barr is our guest. Reuters and Bloomberg, not just Bloomberg the man, but his publications, are saying in a Reuters article yesterday that, oh, the president under law can just sign an executive order or have the ATF ban guns under rules. Well, as a constitutional lawyer, I know you know that just because Reuters says under law, and by the way, they don't give a citation, Obama can do this. Are you concerned that they're trying to mainline the idea that, well, if Congress doesn't act, Obama will? And in all his speeches, he says, we can't let this happen one more time, so that obviously as it happens more, as more Prozac heads blow their top in victim disarmament zones, they're going to have executive orders. A, what's your concern there? What's its constitutional standing? B, and what should we do if he tries to have orders, as the ATF did last year, trying to ban shotguns?
I worry about that a great deal, Alex. I don't think it's just some sort of weird hypothetical that you've raised. We know that this administration believes deeply that it can do whatever it wants. That is, in other words, we have a president who believes that if he believes it's in the best interest of the country, he can do it. He has an obligation to do it, whether the law, whether Congress has passed legislation that's been signed that authorizes him to do it or not. We know that there also are members of Congress who support this notion. They say, well, this is a national emergency, and just like Abraham Lincoln ignored the Constitution when he was faced with a national emergency in 1861, in 1862, so can a president now, if they're faced with a national emergency, do what needs to be done to solve the problem, whether it is
incredible.
An economic situation or something to do with firearms. And even though a president cannot lawfully or constitutionally do what you've indicated, there certainly are executive orders that can and likely will be issued that will have that net effect. It won't, may not do it directly, but there could be executive orders that move ATF, for example, in certain directions to start doing certain things that might have the net effect of putting firearms retailers even temporarily out of business. So I think we're already seeing some of that pressure on some of the firearms retailers.
No, that's right, including a story we broke last year that started in Texas. Remember when the ATF just ordered 4 states to not sell, you know, above 2 firearms to somebody? And it wasn't a law. They just said, oh, we just order you to.
Yeah. And we're seeing, I think there were two or three large retailers, not exclusively firearms, but retailers that sell firearms that that are saying, well, we're not going to.
Because of liability, yeah, Dick's.
And, you know, there are some reports that I've seen that this is at least partially the result of pressure from the government.
Absolutely. That's what the big well, I mean, look at the American Freedom, the biggest manufacturer of guns in this country. Some of the only industries we've got left, six factories. They're not even talking about just selling it off now. They're talking about maybe just getting rid of it.
Yeah, I saw that Cerberus, the holding company.
I mean, so this is a I see them trying to create a coordinated panic. And as you said, then say, well, we've got the executive orders. What about this report? It's at Infowars.com. It links to the Chinese People's Daily, the official government, communist Chinese mouth. I mean, it's the mouth. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. This just broke at Infowars.com with the links to the People's Daily. And they say they challenge Obama to ratify the new UN treaty. And isn't part of what we're seeing, the drumbeat even before this sad massacre, the move towards getting the Senate to ratify the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, sir?
Actually, Alex, this is one reason I like to come onto your show, because you bring up so many good points that a lot of people don't readily think of. And the UN treaty, the Arms Trade Treaty, AT&T, which is being pushed by the UK, Japan, Netherlands, a number of other nations, Mexico, Brazil, all of our supposed allies, would in fact, if ratified, and it's this administration, the Obama administration, in 180-degree turn from the Bush administration, has said it supports an AT&T. They haven't said exactly what they would support, but they support the process. So the process has been moving forward. It will continue to move forward, and the it is part and parcel of the same anti-firearms initiative that we're seeing in this country, with a sort of an international imprimatur on top of it.
Well, my issue is, I'm, of course, as a historian and a constitutional lawyer, you know the Admiral Yamamoto quote about it will be impossible to invade the mainland. And, of course, he told the military high command this and the emperor, and he later made the statement publicly, but it came out during the trials with the occupation force there in Japan with MacArthur, that he said it would have been impossible to invade the United States because behind every blade of grass there would have been a rifle and a person that knew how to use it. It's the full quote. We have the communist Chinese with 6,000 front companies taking over most of the Caribbean ports. They've got Long Beach, all of it. They've had submarines launching missiles off our coast. The Pentagon says it's the next big main threat, not Russia. And they're telling us, you better take your people's guns. This is a foreign military power that wants to disarm the Second Amendment, which was put there to defend the Republic. Is this not meddling in our affairs? And anyone that gives them succor or supports them is a traitor.
It's like something out of Bizarro world, Alex. I mean, here we have a communist dictatorship, which over the course of the last half century or so has murdered millions of its own citizens, that has disarmed its own citizens, that continues to enforce policies such as forced abortions. We have this government with a straight face apparently telling us that we need to disarm our citizenry. I mean, it's almost surreal in its bizarreness. And of course, for any American president to not call this for what it is, and that is a brazen, outrageous, and idiotic attempt to meddle in our affairs by a non-free country like communist China, is what's truly amazing. I mean, that the administration doesn't come out and immediately as a president. And I'd like to see the Congress, leaders in the Congress, do the same thing, call this what it is.
I agree. It's bad enough to have Piers Morgan telling us turn our guns in. I mean, what is with all these foreigners telling us what to do? This is globalism. But you know what Mao said, Congressman? Political power grows out of a barrel of a gun, so they understand they don't want us to have political power. LibertyGuard.org. I want to get you back in the new year to track this more and also talk about your initiatives on drones and the TSA, sir.
Let's make that one of our New Year's resolutions, Alex.
All right, former Congressman Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes. Have a great Christmas. All right, we'll be back with your phone calls and more news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The article about the communists telling us what to do is right up there at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Give the NRA, because it's got some good guys and some bad guys in it, but it's gotten better over the last few years because of pressure. If the NRA came out and said, release the medical records, most of these shooters are on psychotropic drugs, here's the insert, it causes psychotic breaks, this was a victim disarmament zone, this has got even more laws than almost every other state, incredibly restrictive, crime rates are dropping, this is a hoax, Obama's a tyrant, but instead, it's going to be, well, we're real sad about everything, and we'd like to work with people, but, you know, we don't think that's really what it's all about. We think that they need to get on the offense. And I forgot to ask Bob Barr what he thought of the fact that the White House is inviting the NRA to their task force. And that's what the task force is there for, is to get everybody lined up behind the president acting in an executive fashion. And you heard Bob Barr. He said he's very concerned about it because they're really trying to give a cover for this in the media like it's okay. He's already done it on everything else, cybersecurity, military, regulations, the power plants. I mean, it makes my head spin how much trouble we're in. And I know I keep saying we're in trouble, we're in trouble. I mean, that's not to scare people. It's so, it'd be like if you're backing your car up and somebody goes, honk, honk, honk. They're not being fearmongers. They're like, don't run into my car. You ever been at the mall or the grocery store and somebody's backing out and you honk, honk, honk? They're like, oh, sorry. It's not, hey, how dare you warn me, you fearmonger. And I'm like, honk, 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 honk. I live here. I love this country. My family's been here on the Mayflower, the whole nine yards. And I just, to see the communist Chinese government call for Americans to be disarmed, you've got to get this article that's at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. In fact, I want it red linked. It's so important. I'm going to have the crew red link this, please. The communist Chinese government, via its state-run media, Xinhua, if I'm pronouncing that right, the People's Daily, has called for Americans to be disarmed, arguing that the Sandy Hook school massacre demands no delay for U.S. gun control. And it just continues on from there. By the way, my voice is not more gravelly than usual, just out of the blue. Incredible wind blowing around, I guess, because Planet X is coming to kill us. I'm being sarcastic. There's all this cedar pollen blowing around that at record levels, so I'll be lucky if I can even talk tomorrow when they say the world's going to end. But it is kind of the end of the Republic as we know it when the Communist Chinese People's Daily and their national TV system is announcing, both in print and on television, that we should turn our guns in. The Xinhua is virtually the press agency for the Communist Chinese government. The organization is subordinate to the State Council, well, state-run media, and reports of the Communist Party of China's propaganda and public information departments. In other words, Xinhua represents Xinhua, not Chinese folks, Xinhua, represents the, I've heard them reported on the news as something's different, but in other words, it represents the pinnacle of Chinese state-run media. Whatever is printed in its editorial page represents the opinion of the ruling Communist Party leaders. The article calls on Obama to exploit the tragedy to push his gun control agenda, adding that his lamed up situation represents the best position to promote it, while blaming the National Rifle Association for curtailing previous attempts to regulate firearms in the U.S. What do you mean they're heavily regulated? Nothing we do will make them happy till they're all gone. Noting that after previous mass shootings, efforts to impose gun control measures disproportionately always fail, the editorial expresses the desire that the gunman's cruelty and evil may provide a strong momentum and broader public support for the restart of gun control efforts. Yeah, they said that on MSNBC. Piers Morgan has joked and said, yeah, let's use it. By the way, there's new Piers Morgan after we go to your calls where people are talking about how he's a wannabe King George III dictator. And he's sending out tweet images bragging, saying that, yes, he's come to conquer America. He says, born with natural British supremacy. And so he's in everybody's face saying, yeah, I'm here to take your guns. I am going to dominate you. Filthy redcoat. Establishment piece of trash. Get out of my country. Get out. Get out, you filth. Of course, he may be arrested if he returns to England for all the phone hacking and black ops he ran against people. He's a nasty operator. And he's just up there knowing he has the power structure behind him, just sniveling, I'm going to get your guns. In fact, there's another tweet he put out where they're like, you're happy these people died to use it. And he said, you bet I am. Paul Watson wrote an article about that. You bet I'm happy about that. I mean, it's, these people are just sick. The communist government also says Obama should make a preparation for a protracted war against the Second Amendment. Wow, the communists working and aiding and abetting the filthy president. I can't even believe this. I mean, I can't believe they're like, we will help you, comrade, wage a protected war against your gun owners. And this is like Red Dawn. The article adds that Barack Obama should begin to make preparations for a protracted war with a massive political cost if he wants to eviscerate the Second Amendment. It actually says a war on us. As Brandon Darby points out, the current Chinese government, the Communist People's Republic of China, has established in a revolution led by Mao Zedong, who killed an estimated 40 to 70 million people with starvation, executions, and re-education camps. Yeah, guys, pull up images of Chinese executions on the image search, and it shows official sports stadiums with women lined up as the photos that come up shooting them with AK-47s. Man, heaven help us. You know, I'm going to call Watson up. This is a great article, but we should add Mao Zedong's political power grows out of the barrel of a gun in the commies' hands. And add the Yamamoto quote about, we can't take over America unless we're able to disarm them. Yeah, just type in Chinese executions, folks, and get ready. Get ready. They have big sports stadiums, and but our media will never show it. But they put it on their TV. Now, viewer discretion is advised. You know what? Let's put out an article on Infowars.com. Maybe Kurt Nemo can do it. Just showing folks political power growing out of the barrel of a gun. Yeah, click on that one in the bottom row that shows all the men and women lined up getting ready to get their heads blown off. Look at that, the sports stadiums. And, man, you can see videos of it from their news, too. I can't speak Chinese, but it's like smiling men and women on there going, ha, 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 and then speaking Chinese. And it just shows them. There's also videos during the Tiananmen Square where they're running people over with tanks and backing over them, stuff you never saw on our news. And then it cuts back to the communist Chinese television going, ha, 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 with just total satisfaction. Yong Chong, ha, 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 ha. We got to find those videos and play those and have somebody come and interpret it for us. But I went and read the text online. I put some clips of it in. Which film is it? I think it's Endgame has some clips off communist television. Showing it. I mean, they're the ones proud. Just lining up men, women, children, mowing them down, walking right up with AK-47s. Everybody like, ha! Sports stadiums. Ha! 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 The government got your guns. We murder you. I mean, it is unbelievable. And if you translate it into English, it would be like having Dan Rather going, how wonderful it is that we're killing these traitors. Look at that tank run over these people. I mean, it's chilling. In fact, guys, go to YouTube. We can probably even pull it up. I just type in Tiananmen Square news, Chinese news coverage of Tiananmen Square. And, I mean, it is just tanks running over, bodies splattered everywhere, lining people up, shooting them, and then just cutting back to newscasters like they're reporting on their football team winning. I tell you, the Washington Redskins defeated their enemy today and just annihilated them. I mean, and the satisfaction on the faces of the state-run media is just like, we are defeating the enemy right now, devastatingly smashing and crushing them. But it's in Chinese. And it's just incredible. Incredible. Oh, man. And now we're being told that we've got to celebrate all this. They're just getting us ready to bring in foreign troops. It's Red Dawn. I tell you, these people are just pure scum. I just can't believe what this country's turned into. It'll be Chinese troops out there on the highway sticking their hands inside your wife, and it'll be on the news. People, I salute them, the state police. Come with me, General. We'll deal with the Americans. Line them up. Murdering us. I mean, whatever they're told, they'll do. I'm telling you, they will line you up, and they will club your brains out. The government wants to club you and your family's brains out. They're literally with the communist Chinese now, talking about how they want to get our guns and have a war on us. I mean, we are just entering hell. I'm sorry I'm ranting here. It's just freaking me out. Jeremy in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
I'm sorry, I looked at those photos of them slaughtering mainly women who didn't work hard enough in the labor camps. It just freaks me out. The Apple factories with suicide nets and forced abortions. I mean, these liberals are just the scum of murdering hell. They're authoritarian trash who want to murder all of us. Go ahead. I mean, look, they say they want to put us in re-education camps. Their religion is raping us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that the Chinese have said that. They back when Clinton was in office, they actually, exported, many, many different types of, AKs, many assault rifles to the U.S., Clinton, had that shut off at one point. But, I'm actually surprised that, the Chinese are coming out against this.
I hear you. It says you called in about vets and PTSD. Don't worry, they're getting ready to disarm all the vets, too. And if you don't like it, Chinese troops will club your brains out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what I was going to ask you about was, I forgot where I read the article, but, they want to take away, you know, the vets coming out of the military, you know, just coming back from war, you know, they want to automatically take away their Second Amendment rights because, you know, we all have PTSD. You know, we've come back from war.
No, they just tell you that, and they're now telling people that have a car wreck, you have PTSD, I'm putting it in your chart. This will pay for your insurance, and then you get your Second Amendment taken away. They're just going to list us all as mentally ill. That's what re-education camps are. America is turning into a giant re-education camp.
Indeed it is. And that was a great interview with Bob Barr. I really hope he and the NRA steps up and you know actually does something this time. You know, the NRA.
Hey, what do you think about? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm disappointed with the NRA. I really have been for many years.
God bless you, sir. Look, I hope everybody will go to Infowars.com right now. We're going to red link it. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. I mean, this is just a foreign government. And that's what the UN is. They're in the UN treaty demanding we be taken, have our guns taken, and Obama says he's going to sign it. I mean, it's just no end. And I'm telling you, folks, if you had Chinese troops in uniforms here, the average person would just beg them to cavity search them because that's a sacrament of America now is to beg to be hurt by government. And as long as it's government, the average American just falls down and worships it because they're not Americans anymore. And those of us that are still Americans, we're the enemy. And it's going to get more Twilight Zone from here. Let's go to Gene in Georgia. Gene, you heard that. The communist government says they want to help Obama. And a war needs to be waged on American gun owners. How's that sound?
Actually, that's why I called in. I've been talking about this for about a year and a half. Me and my husband wanted to adopt through China a little girl. And doing our research, we found out the girls that they had been given away, there has been basically an off balance of boys for the last few decades. And these men, these Chinese soldiers.
Yeah, there's now 45 million extra soldiers. And I thought it was a rumor 10 years ago. I looked it up. They've told them, you're going to have to conquer America to get a woman. Is that what you're about to say?
Well, you know what? They're ruthless. They're unbalanced. They're kidnapping women over there in China. I mean, it's just very off balance. These guys have no respect for life, and you're right, they're ruthless. They do things that make a cavity search seem like Christmas morning. And
don't worry, the state police in Texas will back them.
Well,
I think the state probably love to line up our whole families with them.
It's concerning for me, and it has been. I have two boys in the military, and I have been telling them for years. I'm like, you know, this is going to happen. The government's going to ask you to rise up against your own people.
And it's official now in NLEO 9 through NLEO 11. They train with foreign troops to take our guns. It's official. I've had countless military officers on who were trained at the Army War College for gun confiscation. This has been going on for 20 years as they build a secret army against us. And how do they do it? They don't care if 90% of the troops say no, they won't do it. They take that 10% or so and promote them and then put them into the Homeland Security Black Ops Command against America.
Absolutely. And then they secretly ship all 3,000 more away from home. And I think that was what Obama did this, just recently, shipped another 3,000 of our own boys and women.
You know what's going to happen when all this starts unfolding, because this is the plan. People are going to not believe we warned them. But here's going to be the good news. People who don't believe all this is happening, once it really starts happening, they'll now know the whole blueprint. OK, so that's what we're doing right now, is trying to warn as many people as we can. A lot of them will laugh, but down the road, they'll remember and know the rest of the plan. Go ahead. And they'll know submitting, because they're going to tell you, now our friends are here to fight the insurrectionists. Just submit to our foreign European Union friends. That's who the main force they're training. Chinese government. And everything will be fine. People will know. When you submit to the full foreign takeover, that's when they're going to take you and kill you. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. They're chipping away at the cornerstone, the Second Amendment. Everything else will fall to the wayside. I'm even shocked during the National ID Act of 2004, 2005. I think that one was snuck under the tsunami relief bill. I saw this coming. Georgia just calls it now the Secure ID Act, where they herd you in the DMV and they take all your information and link it into.
And did you know in D.C. they're now taking blood in the District of Criminals when you get a driver's license? And, of course, Bill Clinton signed an executive order to do that, but it took a long time for it to be implemented, but it's starting. God bless you, ma'am. Folks, reality is insane. And I just wish people would wake up how much grave danger we're in. The communist government is saying, that, you know, Obama, get their guns, wage war on them. These are quotes. They love him. He's just, here's their comrade. That is the leadership. The people in China hate their corrupt government. Brian in Texas, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got one comment, and I got two important things to put out to you. First comment was about the ladies taking on the DPS. I used to work for one of the State Departments in Texas for 17 years, and the corruption is just mind-blowing. From the governor on down, it's just phenomenal. And the only way for anybody, regardless if you're an employee or citizen, to be right is, unfortunately, you have to be ready to take them in court. And that's the only
way. No, that's it. They as long, you can do whatever you want as long as you follow every order you're given. And just all of government is just stealing money, doing whatever they want at every level. It is, we're going down. I mean, the country has cancer. And all I hope is we can fix it down the road. But what kind of stuff do you see in the state?
Well, it's not this state, but it looks like the police state has officially started in a city of Arkansas called Paragould. The mayor has ordered placement of his officers to have AR-15s foot patrolling the streets.
And by the way, that's not just there. They're in full battle gear. In Colorado cities, they stand out on highways and aim guns at you as you drive by. And again, put their hands inside our bodies, aim machine guns at us, take our small children from us. They're getting us ready when they get the truck set up on the highway to load you up and ship you out. They're getting everybody acclimated to get on the trains and buses. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren.
I love this country a lot, and if people won't admit how much trouble we're in, there's no way to save it.
103 is forever.
We probably aren't going to be able to save it, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to get bad. We're going to be totally turned over to evil. God's not going to let us kill 50 million babies. 53 million. Without punishing us. Just like Israel over and over again was sent into bondage. Every time they turned away from God's commandments. We're going to go into bondage. America's grave has been dug. Okay, we will be covering the supposed ridiculous end of the world tonight, right through tomorrow. We went and found news articles about it, and I remember this a few years ago. It reminded me that YouTube took down most of the state-run media, Chinese murdering and shooting and running over peaceful protesters at Tiananmen. We were able to find some of it. Just type in Tiananmen Square massacre, and... you got to dig through it. Some of the other video sites still have it, but YouTube, they're comrades. They're comrades. And so they don't take off Al-Qaeda killing videos because that's the CIA and globalists staging most of that. That's used to attack the Middle East. But they will take down China. China said don't put out Red Dawn showing us invade America. They pulled the film for 2 years, re-edited it, and made it North Korea. And I want to go to Andrew and Dave and Johnny and others, but Brian, did you have something you wanted to add about state corruption or anything else?
No, sir, there was one more thing. I bought some pistol mags the other day, and I was buying ammunition from one of the suppliers I go through, and he did mention to me that he is running out, and his supplier that he goes through has no more to give, no more to distribute. And come January, he stated that all ammunition will be extremely hard to find to non-existent.
Now, there's already a complete run. There was already a run. We all knew they were coming for our guns. And look. I'm going to say this again. I appreciate your call, sir. I've studied these people, and you've heard Ron Paul. You've heard countless others on here who've studied them. We have sick, psychopathic authoritarians, that's a Ron Paul quote, in control, and they plan to put us in FEMA camps. They built them. It's public. It's all real. Now, people say, well, you're scaring us, Alex. No. I want to scare you with the facts into exposing these people. They're not going to be able to do this if we expose them. But let me explain something to you. If they nuke a city, which is in their plans, it's in their cards, if they nuke a city and say Patriots did it, you know the hammer just dropped, and they're going to try to come arrest me, you name it, okay? I know these murderers. You think they care about 20 kids at Sandy Hook? Think again. I mean, these are sick freaks who want an authoritarian system here. We are the greatest prize in the world. We are under global government with a UN treaty with the Russians and the Chinese in the treaty negotiations saying they want all Americans disarmed. We are under world government already. Now they have to get our guns. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Makes me physically ill. Oh, man, this is really getting to me. I've known a lot of stuff I haven't talked about on air just because people can't handle it. Man, if you love your families, folks, you better get really active. I mean, in everybody's face, banner hangs, calling into talk radio, doing your own YouTubes, access television. It isn't enough to get a bunch of guns and hide out in the forest waiting for them to come. You got to get in their face now. You've got to take America back now, and you've playing patty cake with the Democrats and Republicans isn't going to do it. You understand? Everybody that says, oh, the government's just dumb, they just don't know. It's a foreign occupation by foreign banks with China.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.